And then there's also outside of this from dream. You do have some connection with that. If you were the dream that you have friendly with such animal for the good use, for your own use, you have dreamed this. Let's say you have dreamt about a muskrat as your helper. What do? Well, you can use in your power, because you dreamt the muskrat, you could use muskrat as your spy. That is a human spy. Yes, even the human spy. To spy on people, or even to spy on beavers. Because you want to go hunt the beaver, and you want to know how many holes he has. So you dream of using the muskrat to tell you where it is. So when you want to kill the beaver, then you summon this muskrat in there, because he always lives very close to the beaver. And then you could summon him in your mind and say, okay, Mr. Rat, tell me where exactly the holes are into the beaver house or outside of the house. How many beavers are there? So the muskrat will just inform you. And you know, it also even tell you where the holes are. And then when you go out to hunt, and then you just dig right there where the muskrat will tell you, you'll find the holes, and that's where you're going to catch the beaver. That's one way. Using the animals. Using their skills where you cannot do it. That's the same thing with the weasel. The weasel sometimes, some midday uses the weasel because he's tiny and he can go somewhere where you cannot go. Even the mouse, even the shrew, the smallest mouse, you could use that where you want to see. And then also, you could also use the birds in the same way, like a hawk. You could have some kind of a hawk and use it as your partner and your helper. And whenever you want to see something, at the same way, to find something in the distance that you want to see, you could ask the hawk in your dream to say, "Good, that do that for me, and let me know where this thing is." And the hawk will do that. And that's for you. That is your helper. And so it goes on to say in many ways. And it doesn't stop. And there is also other stuff that a while ago, I had it in my mind. The seven senses that I talk about. There was also, you could do this to animals, and you could do this to the birds, and the waterfall, whatever it is, anything that flies. And you could also use your own way, in your own physical being, what you could do is you could train yourself to leave your body and be out there yourself without moving your body. You could see and actually stand, even be seen, but you're not there, you are here. Whatever the word in English that is used for this, this is what they can do. And they can also have, as some people can do this, the Mideo can do this. They can make a human person or any other person do what they want just by using the mind power. And then they can make this person walk as if walking sleep and do something that they don't even know. And after that, they don't remember how doing it. And it is a material who can do that by just forcing this person in his mind to do this. Now, there's also, I have already said, the person can leave his body more like and see where around him where he wants to go hunt to see if there is any sign of animal. That is usually very simple to do that for the mid-dune.